Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Bubba G, the Caveman, my spiritual state of comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Bubba G, and I'm a spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program, the Bubba G Laughter Factory Show. And Dr. Uma is my co-host, and she's going to be assisting me in this last radio show on Keen Radio, meaning on Keen Blog Talk Radio. This is the last show, but we are going to have announcement and carry on Blog Talk Radio, which I will speak on it in details later. But if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7/365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute and other yummy offers in 2020. And you can also find me on keen.com as Guruji Ashish Prabhu Babaji, or you can call me at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 043969994. You can follow me on Facebook. Okay, and then cause laughter. Remember to laugh more. And Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. Questions? Thank you for joining my last Sunday airtime show. And we both are honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji is here. I kick your crutches. So, I'm going to take callers right now as it was received, and then we make some other announcements. So take the first caller. Hello, hello, you're on air. Hello, your name, please?
Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How are you doing? And tell me for the audience, where are you calling from, darling? Thank you.
California.
Welcome to my show. Hello, Cali girl. All right. Go ahead and ask your question. Welcome and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. What month do you see me and my best friend, Sean, being romantic?
I see that more or less within 3 months, there will be a lot of developments anytime from now in his approach in romantic way towards you. He's just kind of slow, but he'll come through. And that's
okay.
The way he, behaves. In other words, he rolls.
Okay.
So you can't push him beyond his speed. You know, he's just like a turtle. Like a tortoise. He walks slow. But you are a bunny rabbit. So you gotta just adjust his speed to the turtle, I guess. In that, makes you happy. But
like, so how does he feel about it?
Yeah, I don't see any problem other than you cultivating a little more patience in this matter of love with him.
How do you feel about it?
Oh, he feels loving towards you. He likes you. is taking a liking to you and is interested to get to know you more. In other words,
okay,
like dating and going out to eat, and he's just observing
yeah.
your behavior. He wants to listen to your stories. Tell me about you, he would say, you know, more about your previous relationships and all that. But it's best not to speak about the past. Just the past is past tense. Don't speak about your past relationships.
Okay.
Because then you are subjecting yourself to this judgment silently, you know. And then all of a sudden you won't hear any, you know, text messages or phone calls, or and he wouldn't explain why. So it's best to
okay.
just focus on yourself and your future and what you're doing now, and that's the best suggestions I make for you. In that way,
okay.
you build up on positivity for your, you know, relationship with him, and that's a great thing to do
okay.
because you want to, you know, amplify your energy, your vibration towards him, and not talk
okay.
about negative things or bad things or painful experiences you had with, you know, breakup on with that boyfriend and this boyfriend. And no man really likes to hear all that stuff. They judge you about it, and they're going to think, oh, am I going to be the next?
You know? Right.
But you have no intention. You just, all you want is just a committed relationship. You want someone to love, to hug, to kiss, to make love. And I understand. And so, you know, but you have to play along, you know, the game that entails, you know, the love and relationship. So it's like you're human, so it's a human relationship. Comes with games, unfortunately, but not with kids. Kids in the kindergarten, they meet, they start playing. They like each other, they just do. And then it's like puppies. They come, they sniff each other, that's it. They stop playing. It's very quick. But they don't need to know each other's social security number, names,
right.
and address, and these, and emails. You know, just that's why I love kids and puppies, you know. So they're just here now, you know. So focus on that, and you'll be all fine and dandy. I love you, and thank
okay.
you so much. And you
thank
just
you.
Hang in there and be positive. He loves
okay.
you. Thank you so much. Goodbye, good night, and watch episodes on Blog Talk Radio that are coming up. Always on
okay.
Sundays. That means
okay.
the time has changed. Keen, do not support Keen Blog Talk Radio no more. And they have informed me that this would be my final episode, but they encouraged me to, you know, carry on, which I will, on Blog Talk Radio itself, on my own radio show. So I'm going to have my own radio show, audience, everybody I'm talking to, which
okay.
I call it Baba G Radio. It's easy for you all, you know, to find Baba G Radio and Baba G the Caveman. And it's going to be on Sundays as always, and at 5:15. I mean, get ready at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard
okay.
Time. And 5:15, you got to log in to get in line. So it's important.
Okay.
And an actual show starts at 5:30, but we got to take in people at 5:15. So 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, get everybody ready. And we are trying to conduct every Sunday, but if one Sunday is not possible, then it's next Sunday, like that, you know. So it's a lot to create a show, as you know. I've been on Keen Radio for 4 years, faithfully, loyally, and every Sunday I've been there, you know, and helping and giving free advice on spiritualism, love and relationship, finances, career, etc. But now that's the end of one era and beginning of another era, just like anything else. But I am happy about it. It's fine. There's nothing, you know, wrong. But I'm going to have my own show, as Keen, you know, suggested, and I'm very happy about it. And so my shows then after, from next Sunday onwards, then has nothing to do with Keen. It's going to be completely independent of itself. And you guys just look for my show on Blog Talk Radio. All right, darling, thank you. And I'm going to take the next caller. You have a great evening. All right, sweetie. Thank you.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Laugh more. All right, next caller we're going to take. Yes.
Hey,
hello,
Martin.
Hello. Yes, you are on air.
Hey.
Hello, darling.
Thanks.
Yes, your name.
Thank you for taking my call. It's Lisa.
Sure. Hi, Lisa, love. Where are you calling from for the audience? Happy New Year to you, too. Happy New Year. Yes, darling, go ahead. Your name and your where you calling from.
Okay, Lisa calling from New York City. I have a question.
Oh, New York City, yes. Very nice. Very nice. New York, New York City. New York pizza, as always. Okay.
Yes. So I have a question for you. So I'm going to start looking for a new job. I see myself going back into corporate. Okay. So I'm getting the resume together. I'm getting the interview suit together. I'm getting everything together. So the company that you I see myself in a new position. But I'm trying to see, is it a permanent position or will it start, for example, from a temp position to a perm position?
Yes, it's going to be a transition from your current position into that new position. Mm-hmm. But it's not something alien to you. It's going to be familiar with you, and because all your experiences and everything are going to be carried over to the next.
Yes.
So it's not a bad thing. You should welcome it because it's just, you know, it's just like a enhancement. It's continuation, you see. It's evolution. You can grow in that as well as I see. And it's a good thing, so you should welcome it. But there are different modifications. But all these are just requires your adaptation, adjustment, so to speak. And that, sometimes, you know, it's just a little bit stressful. Sometimes it's happy. It depends on what kind of attitude you're going to take towards it. But like I know you, so you're going to take happy attitude.
Yes.
I'm sure of it. Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
You're going to laugh more. Definitely.
Oh,
that's
great.
My favorite.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to be a happy princess. No matter what.
Cool.
You're going to survive. You are a survivor. Yes, audience. Because Lisa from off in New York City. She eats pizza and Coca-Cola, and she's a great survivor, and she's going to make it in this 2020 and make a lot of money. And she's going to be happy, happy, happy girl. That's right. All right.
Yes, that's exactly what I want.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bubba G.
But you're going to get, you most welcome, darling. So, like I said before, watch Bubba G's radio on Block Talk Radio at 5:15, quarter past 5, like on Sundays. Okay? Pacific Standard Time means PST. And then the announcements and all that is going to be there. It's going to be just my show. So, you know, that's just great, you know. So that's the adjustment and adaptation we all going to make, a transition into, you know, being on Keen Radio for 4 years. Now, I've been 4 years on Keen, and now Keen terminated their own, you know, Keen Block Talk Radio, their own account, which I was the only male advisor, spiritual advisor as a talk radio host. But now they terminated that support, and then now I have my own, you know, radio show on Block Talk Radio. Same thing. It's just I call it Bubba G Radio, and that's going to be just the same, but it would be completely independent of my own. Has nothing to do with Keen or Keen website or anything like that. So it's going to be next show. You know, look for me on Sundays, you know, quarter past 5, Pacific Standard Time, 5 p.m. on Sundays. Thank you, darling. I'm going to take the next call.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Blessings to you and laugh more. Good night. Happy New Year already. So here. You are on air. Hello, hello. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Katie. Hi.
Hi, Katie. How you doing, darling? What's happening in your neck of wood? Yes, go ahead, darling. That's right. Welcome, Katie, from where
New
are
York.
You calling from? For audience.
New York.
Yes, New York, New York City it is. Yes, right. Double pizza. Two pizza for price of one. Yeah, we had another one from New York City just a second ago. Yes, I. Go ahead. Ask me a question, darling. Thank you. Welcome.
I wanted to ask about my love, dating, when I was going to start dating, because I want to get into a serious relationship. I want to start having kids soon. So I wanted to ask about my dating life or love life, whatever you call it.
Well, you're at the right age, but don't wait too long to get kids. As I see, for you, going to be much tougher biologically. And I see this year, yes, you can have already met and have a commitment that you need and deserve from your lover. And you can say yes, jump in the air and say yes. Don't say. Oh, if you say, oh, will you marry me? And you say, I think about this and I email you or I text you. I say what? Just say yes. Just, you know. So, that's gonna happen in this year for you. I see it.
Okay.
And
so
you're
going to
be very,
somebody.
Very happy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, darling. Oh, yes. You're going to meet somebody and you're going to be happy and very, very dandy. And you money also coming, actually. I see that some money is coming to you sometime like in August of 2020. You see what I'm talking about? And that's the, you know, that's the time that you got to prepare yourself from now until then, because there are going to be some investments for you be done. And this also has to do with this new man that you're going to be meeting. It would be interesting, actually. Yeah, he has his head on his shoulder, you know, and you're going to be partnering up with him as well in the business that he already begun before he meet you. So that would be also very interesting. You like it. And then these are, you know, you can always call me for in-depth details on King, and so you know where to find me. But that's the way it's going to pan out for you. And you keep on rolling.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Have a good night. Thank you.
All right, Katie. A flower to you for your new love life. Handsome man.
Yeah.
All right. Go get him, Tigress. Meow, meow. Go.
Meow, meow.
All right, meow. Yes, I love you. Great. All right.
Good night.
We're going to... Thank you so much. Good night. Happy New Year. And we're going
to
take
Happy New Year to you
the
too.
Next.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, darling. Thank you. Good night. Good night. Next caller, please connect me with the next caller on air. And the next caller, hello. You're on air. Go ahead. Your name.
Yes, hi. Please. My name is Shalini.
Say that again, louder into the phone, please.
My name is Shalini.
Shalini? Okay, Shalini.
Yes.
And where are you calling from? Perhaps New York City again, or what?
Yes.
For the audience.
New York.
Oh, New York City. We got a third caller from New York City. We're having third pizza. Looks like that's the pizza night, I think. So, all right, Shalini. Go ahead, darling.
Yes.
Ask me a question.
Yes.
Happy New Year. We have never had you on the show. This is the first time. How did you, are you a Keen member? Or you came through Blog Talk Radio? How did you find me?
I actually saw it on Blog Talk.
Oh, nice. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and already I've been here for 4 years, nonstop every Sunday, and loyally and faithfully, and so now... you know, it's the last show on Keen Blog Talk Radio. But, like I said before, you know, I'm going to have, look for me on Sunday, you know, 5:15 p.m. PST, and under Baba G Show, and it's going to be, you know, on Blog Talk Radio. So it's easy to find me and pose your questions. You know, write them down, and so we always have like limited time. So go ahead and ask your question, Shalini. Beautiful name.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was, of course, I'm sure, like many of us, wondering if I'm going to meet anyone, or if anyone that I know is going to turn into a potential romantic development this year.
Yeah, unusually, I also see a twin flame for you. The previous colors, they were like soulmates, you know. A twin flame from past life Actually, this man, relationship, this partner that you're going to turn out to meet, within like 7 months, more or less, from now, you're going to run into each other and going to be first sight, first love. But you kind of know him, interestingly so, from past. And he's very familiar. You don't need even to talk much. It would be very interesting. So you're going to be very happy with one another. And he's going very soon after, he's going to propose to you and give you the commitment that you need and deserve, and would like to marry you and have a permanent relationship, build a life with you, like, you know, share his house and car and everything, business and whatever. But this man is, I would say, like, you know, about, like, perhaps not too older than you. He would be, like, four years older than you. But he's very taller, very handsome, and he does not wear mustache or beard, unlike me. And he has a short haircut. Yeah, I have a long dreadlock. And so, he's going to be a nice, successful man. And he's very kind and compassionate to you. Very respectful of women and their needs. And he's very romantic. What else do you want to know? And he likes pizza, so that then he is in your element. All right, you're gonna wanna just throw pizza at each other, pizza slice, and then you fight, so and like that, and then open the bottle of what do they call them, Coca-Cola. Instead, like, and just like, it's like champagne. So in New York, they open Coca-Cola bottles, I guess. So that's the wrap. Anything Very else nice. You want to ask about? You have another question?
Sure.
Quickly.
Sure. I actually started a small business. I also work for a company. I've taken some leave at this time. I will go back in March. I was just curious with the business in the next few, you know, this year and the following couple, if there's going to be any changes.
Yes. In this year, there ain't going to be changes. By 2021, there are going to be some changes, which you easily adapt and adjust. I don't see any problems and no worries might. Business actually is going to flourish. March is a very good month that you can start like you wished for, and I don't see any problems arising in the month of March for you and onwards. So this is progressive.
Beautiful.
It's going to be a wonderful, you know, business venture for you. Mm-hmm. And what kind of cute accent do you have? Where is it from? You speak other
my family's from India. Yeah.
Oh, you're nice. I was suspecting that, but I just wanted to be polite. Aapka haal kya hai? Namaste.
Namaste.
Very beautiful accent you have. So, you speak Hindi and other languages, or Bengali, or Surati, or Telugu or what? What are the languages you speak in India?
Speak Hindi, and we also speak Punjabi.
Oh, you speak Punjabi. Okay, Shashika ji.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
That's awesome. So I speak all languages of India and many other languages, you know, and like, you know, Chinese and stuff like that, and Spanish and French and many other languages, you know. So that's great. I wish that you, you know, focus and have one focus attention in your pursuit, and then you'll be all fine throughout this time. Shaloni. Okay?
Thank you
so much for coming. Yes. And
thank you very much.
Namaste. Yeah. And Happy New Year, darling. Thank you, Shaloni. Beautiful name. Blessings to you. Laugh more. Good night. Thank you. All right. So this episode would be the final episode from Team Block Talk Radio. And I'm going to have my own show, which is called Babaji Show. And Dr. Uma has something to say here
in terms of an announcement
that she's going to make. Yeah, here, Dr. Uma, and go ahead.
Hi, everybody, and as Babaji was saying, we have exciting changes coming up in February. The first, as you said, Babaji is starting his new independent show called Babaji Radio. It's also going to be on Blog Talk Radio, so just look for Babaji Radio, and you'll see that it's going to start on February 2nd. That's Sunday. Okay, that's Sunday at 5:15. Okay, so go on air, and he is going to do the same thing. He's going to answer questions. He's going to talk about spiritual concepts. It was all going to be the same stuff, except that Babaji is going to be having his own show. So congratulations, Babaji, for, you know, he has been a steadfast, very strong, very spiritual presence on Keen, and now he is taking the next step in his journey in service to having his own show so that he can serve more people in a way that is very in alignment with his spiritual precepts. Okay, so everybody is definitely welcome to come to the show, and you are all welcome to be coming in and to listen in to the messages that he has to say. Okay, so that's going to be starting again on February 2nd, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, but just go in queue at 5:15. Okay, that's Pacific Standard Time. Now, for those who are listening on Keen, definitely, you know, feel free to come in and visit us on our new home. Okay, and Babaji will also make some other announcements during the show about all the other ways that he can serve people. You know, he has other things that he is able to do for others. So just come in, and if you definitely have other questions for him, please do feel free to, you know, to message him through his Facebook page or his Twitter page, or you can do what you can do also is he has his Keen site, of course. So you just go to type Guruji HH Prophet Babaji, okay? And he will be able to answer any questions to you directly. So anyway, thank you everybody for listening, and here's Babaji. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Uma. for your part and explanation. And I want to wish everybody Happy New Year. And thank you, everybody. Wish you all the best. And goodbye, my dear ones. And remember to laugh more.